Cavillard auf Lux FM mit Until the End, ein Stück Musik aus ihrer 2013er Platte Remember Our Name. Der Nachfolger für diese Platte ist schon fertig und kommt im Juni raus. Und wird, so viel ist schon klar, My Name is Friska Villior heißen. Die beiden Köpfe der Kapelle, Joachim Svenningsson und Daniel Johansson, sind derzeit auf Akustik-Duo-Tour und machen morgen halt im schönen Magneten. Jetzt sind beide heute aber schon bei mir und wir quatschen ein bisschen über das Touren ohne Band, über die neue im Juni erscheinende sechste LP. Wir reden über die sich durch Kinder verändernde Wahrnehmung der Welt, das bandeigene Studio, 10 Jahre Friska Villior Jubiläum und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and Welcome. Joachim and Daniel.
Hey,
hello.
How are you doing? Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yes, everything's.
It's
not all right.
But it's okay. It's getting better. Yeah. I forgot.
Come
my,
a bit closer to the mic, please.
I forgot my computer and my iPad and my what more did I forget? My headphones and my something more.
Passport.
Oh. And my. Tobacco.
Did you bring something that you need for this
tour? I forgot it in the cab.
Oh no.
So and we're supposed to go to Austria and Switzerland. I don't know if that's possible without the passport.
Oh. But in which city did you leave that stuff? In which cab?
Today. Berlin.
Oh, okay.
Three
today.
Hours. Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. Let me just make a speech right now because maybe this cab driver is listening.
Yeah, it's big cab, the big, like a big bus cab leaving Tegel 12-ish.
Okay, also wer.
Arriving Michelberg.
Ja, liebe Taxifahrer da draußen, wir suchen den Ausweis im Prinzip von Joachim. Joachim, Daniel, Joachim, you've lost your passport.
Daniel.
Confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get that a lot.
We're looking for the passport of Daniel Johansson.
Yeah.
It's been lost. Ich das auf Deutsch. Der Pass von Daniel Johansson ist verloren worden in dem Taxi. So um 12 rum, als das Taxi von Tegel losfuhr. Wenn ihr Taxifahrer seid, versucht doch unter den Kollegen rauszufinden, wo dieser Ausweis sich im Moment befindet. Der wäre enorm wichtig für das Weiterführen der Tour von Friska Villior. Ja. Die sonst eben nicht in die Schweiz und nach Österreich führen können. Sonst müssen sie nur in Deutschland spielen.
Yeah.
Was langweilig ist. Forever and ever and ever. You can't be going back to Sweden anymore. Okay, maybe I tried. Maybe someone's gonna call us up. Wenn ihr da Informationen habt zum Ausweis von Friska Villior, dann ruft ihr uns an oder schreibt eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de, sage ich jetzt einfach mal. An win@fluxfm.de, wenn ihr den Pass gefunden habt von Daniel Johansson.
Two tickets for tomorrow's show.
Yeah. Two tickets for tomorrow's show, that's cool. So where are you coming from today, actually?
We come directly from Stockholm.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah. So this is the start of the acoustic duo German tour.
Yes.
Cool. So you have a day off today, right? So do you have any plans?
Yeah, meeting you guys.
Yeah. That's not really a day off, right?
No.
Still responsibilities. Oh, that guy again. Oh, come on. Now we have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the new album. Congratulations on finishing it. It's going to be released here in June. And when one's listening to the first single, On My Sofa I'm Safe, one does get the feeling that you kind of rediscovered your own band and rediscovered the possibilities, the sonic possibilities that your band has. And I found out that you brought your live band with you in the studio.
Yeah.
I also found out that you became dads again, so the change of perspective on life happened again.
Yeah.
What do you think was more significant for that new sound, if you wanna say so? Was it more that the fact that you took the band with you?
No, it's half-half, I think.
Okay.
Because the baby problem ended up with us not meeting at all during the writing process.
Mm-hmm.
So we came with half an album each.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then we felt that we needed to bring the band. We wanted to do that as well, but it became a necessity to get like a
they were like the connection
red thread through the album.
Yeah, they were like the connection between the two worlds of ideas that you brought into the studio maybe. Okay, cool. And the change of perspective on life, did that, because I read somewhere that you were trying even harder to write the most beautiful songs for this record because you were thinking of your kids and about the fact that if you want to continue with Friska Villior, it has to kind of work, right?
Yeah.
Even more than in the past.
Yeah, it's hard coming home with empty pockets.
Sad children's eyes looking at you.
Sad children with like torn trousers and dirty faces.
Yeah, that's hard. Like, I can imagine that.
Super hungry. No money.
they can really imagine that. It's really hard to look in those children's eyes and to be...
Now I don't even have a computer when I come home.
Oh, no, exactly. That's so sad.
The poor man thing.
We will stay on it. We will do a taxi kind of commercial thing every hour or so. We will find that stuff back. I'm really sure about that. So actually, you guys started 10 years ago. It's been almost 10 years.
Nine and a half. Yeah, it's like 10 years anniversary next March, April.
Okay.
Because then we're going to release another album.
Oh, you're already sure about that?
And yes.
You finished it then already? Or?
We have started it. We have two songs are already tracked.
Oh, cool.
At least.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And that's an advantage of having a good live band that you can take in the studio with you and work in your own place. That's how you record, right?
I mean, the biggest advantage is that we have a studio.
Yeah.
We could come and go as we want.
Yeah, and it looks really cozy. I've been seeing some video pieces, and it looks like if you could have fun there.
It's artificial.
You know how you could lie with the camera. Yeah.
So out of the frame, there's a little bit more chaos. Yeah,
it looks like a teenager is living there and haven't had his parents telling him to clean up for like 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many studios right now that look like a dentist's office. You know, everything is white and perfect, and those are more boring, I would say.
Yeah.
Then you'd better have a place that looks like teenagers live there, you know?
Yeah.
People always say that it's very difficult to write a happy song without making the song sound stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I have the feeling that Frisk Cavalier is excellent at writing happy songs that still sound clever. So do you yourself think you're working on a difficult task when you're writing happy songs that are still clever, or don't you realize that there's a difficulty maybe in there?
I don't think that there's that much thinking or planning going into the vibe, or is it? Maybe not.
It's quite, the lyrics are more or less always a bit depressed.
Yeah,
or,
the counterpointy.
Exactly.
It would be really cheesy to do the happy songs with super happy lyrics.
And maybe the rule is about that this is the real dangerous field. Really difficult to write songs with happy lyrics and not sound stupid while performing it. Like, don't worry, be happy. Slap the motherfucker. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to your new single, On My Sofa I'm Safe. A beautiful song with a huge chorus. When I was listening to the chorus for the first time, I was like, yeah, they're going for the big stadium. Fris Cavalier, In My Sofa I'm Safe. I used to be around the rally. It's a bit ABBA-ish, isn't it? The chorus of the song. It's a bit ABBA-ish, isn't it? Come on, guys, please.
Okay, a bit.
Just a little bit. But I really love the chorus on that song. It really blew me away when I was listening to it the first time. It's beautiful. Would you say you flirted with pop more when you recorded this album? We were talking about that before, but did you go that far to say there's a bit more flirt situation with pop music on that album?
Yeah. I think we've left a lot of the folky vibes and gone more towards the pop direction, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's a conscious choice, I think. We heard that, we've been talking about it since like the beginning, that like people like gets like really big for a long time, like Elton John or Bob Dylan or Neil Young. They always like make a couple of albums that's super different from the rest. This is not it, but we're trying to go there.
And that's a cool thing because it keeps the stuff interesting for you as well, right? If you try out new things with each album, it keeps it interesting for the fans.
And then
it's not a boring situation that you're going
to
get into.
We're trying to keep away from the AC/DC situation.
Yeah. Though Bob Dylan said he only wrote like 3 songs, but those 3 songs he wrote 500 times.
Yeah, but then he experimented with his voice.
Yeah, and like, and all of a sudden he had an electric guitar.
Exactly.
Evil man.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? So, tonight you're obviously going to play a duo show. You've brought some guitar cases that you use as a bass drum. You brought acoustic guitars, and you're gonna play some new material, right? You're gonna
Magnet. Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Road testing the stuff.
Yeah.
Too late though to make any changes.
Too late to make changes of the songs.
Yeah, exactly. But still, road testing it. Yeah. When are you gonna come back with the full band with Marcus and Matthias?
We're gonna come back.
If you can leave Germany,
Germany, otherwise we'll stay.
No, we have a tour set in November.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And I guess Berlin is Huxley's, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the show where you did have a beautiful concert 2 years ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've
read it as one of the most important concerts in the history of Frisco.
Yeah,
why?
I mean, we have a couple of milestones, and that is one of the absolute top ones.
Cool. So they're gonna look forward to seeing you again as well.
Yeah.
Morgen aber erstmal im Magneten als akustisches Duo unterwegs, die Herrschaften von Frisca Velior. Und damit man sich darauf einstimmen kann, bevor ich Tickets verlose, lasse ich sie doch jetzt nochmal ein Stückchen spielen. You're gonna play us a song from the new record already?
Yeah.
Cool, which one is it?
Well, this one is called Mind the Gap.
Mind the Gap, live auf Lux FM, von und mit Frisca Velior.
I don't need another honey. I don't need another hero. I don't need another heartbreak at all. Mind the gap, I know it's far away. Take your time, you got to concentrate.
Auf Lux FM und so oder so ähnlich kann man sich das dann auch vorstellen, wenn sie morgen im Magneten auf die Bühne gehen werden. Joachim Svenningson und Daniel Johansson. Wer für die Show am morgigen Mittwoch im Magneten noch Tickets braucht, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Frisca Velior am morgigen Mittwoch im Magneten. Thank you boys for visiting us again.
No, thank you for having us.
Please come back as soon as you visit Berlin again, or maybe if you need more help with the passport and the taxi cab, you're gonna call us again.
Yeah.
And otherwise, we'll see each other in November latest when you come back with the full band. Yes. Please come and visit us again. That was a great pleasure.
If you will have us, come.
Yes. We will. We definitely will. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.